mentioned it last year when it started. This year you are. How does that change your preparation as far as coming to training camp and doing what you got to do to succeed?
It doesn't really change my preparation at all. I'm doing the same thing basically this training camp that I've done the previous 2 years, and that's just learn as much as I can learn and go out and make plays and do what I'm asked to do.
As far as getting this opportunity, I mean, not smiling now, but I'm sure it's a situation where it's got to feel good to finally have your talents and all the hard work be appreciated and recognized, and now you get in this position to actually show it off on a regular basis.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not over with. Like, this is just a starting point. I mean, after that, you know, there's always pressure to, you know, do what someone's done in the past, but you can't look at that because you're not that same player. You just got to look at it as just go out and do what you can do, you know, what you're capable of doing, and make sure that you're always doing your job. So that's what's most important to me.
Last year, Reggie obviously had a lot of interceptions. But what would you highlight to say that your strongest characteristics are as a player? What would you highlight?
I mean, I think that to be a good all-around safety, you have to be able to do multiple things. You can't just be able to, you know, just cover. You got to be able to make tackles. You know, you got to be able to line people up and be able to know the playbook in and out, so that, you know, on game days, you just go out and play. There's no hesitation, no, you know, everything's a reaction, and it's stuff that you're comfortable with. So that's important too.
Sean, let me get with you. You've seen this defense. You played in it the last couple of years. You know how good it is. It's perennial top 10 the last 3, 4, 5 years. Yeah. Does that give you confidence coming in to be, you know, to be the safety in it?
I mean, that's not the only key. I mean, I think that the bond that we have as teammates, and then just getting comfortable with each other, that's the key component to that. You know, then you just go out and then you're out at practice and you're making calls and you're all doing it together. That's when you get comfortable with playing with other guys. So
it's a pretty expressive group you guys got there now. That back four, back five with Adam and Dre and even George a little bit. Are you kind of the quiet guy in the group?
I pretty much would probably say so. I don't really say much, you know, off the field, but on the field I probably do talk a lot more than I will off the field for whatever reason. I just like to sit back, relax, and just do my job and not really have to do too much.
So Marvin must love you, then. You sound like his perfect kind of player, then.
Yeah, I think he kind of categorized, like, me and Gino, we have our own separate category. Oh, and Darquez, too. He mentioned that Darquez the other day. He was like, he spoke to me twice in one day. I'm going to start thinking something's wrong. So I think we all three of us is kind of in that same category.